If we go left that round that side, that's it there, that's the middle there.
There's a loop, there's something from last year that's looped.
Right. Louise, will you make sure that he's got that car park closed off? They're starting to pull into the Tesco and shopping centre, so, you know.
Do the one up nearest McGill's shop. We'll go up a bit, I see you're too far down. No, hold on, pick that back.
We're in Monaghan Town, the Diamond, on St Patrick's Day 2011 at 9 a.m. My name is Julie Brannigan. I'm the secretary of the committee, volunteer secretary of the committee, along with my sister Louise. And I'm looking across at the reviewing stand where our volunteers are getting the reviewing stand ready on the back of a 40-foot trailer.
Sort of the usual festoon the platform with green, white, and orange. Our drape along the front here, which, as you can see, is in need of a bit of an ironing.
You want an iron?
Not really. You're good with iron, Dana, yeah.
There's motorbikes, going to be Harley Davidsons as well. There's going to be all, everything, I'm telling you. There's going to be cement mixers, and there's going to be Scania lorries. There's going to be everything. But boys like that kind of stuff. There's going to be animals for the girls.
There's Councillor Maxwell.
There's a gaffer.
That's the boy. That's the boy. I suppose he'd be the other party in government. That's what he'd be by. Yeah, that'll be the boy.
We'll let him think. In around the '80s, mid '80s, the parade originally started, and then it dropped off. So, a couple of our councillors here, they thought that they would bring back the parade, the town parade.
Are these guys putting me up to them?
We're very cross-community and cross-political party today.
There's not too many
Fianna Fáil independents, Sinn Féin, and Fianna Gael. But he's dressing stands in Ireland this morning now.
There's walking children, which you can't express the importance and the delight that I take in seeing young children that football organisation, you know, GAA clubs, football, soccer clubs, karate clubs. I just have so much passion for it. It's about making memories for children, and if you do travel, go to college, travel the world, you want to look back and smile and think of your happy childhood. When I was a young girl guide, I took part in the parade, and you got up in the morning, you had your shamrock, you went to Mass, and you came down, and the parade was just an open day. It was a fun day in the town. Floats that took part in the town gave out sweets on the day, you know, and it was just a fun day, and everybody gathered around, everybody chatted, and you just lingered around the streets where you never really would before. You just kind of dawdled up and down and walked up one-way streets. The children that are coming up now, we want them to come back to Ireland, to invest, back to Monaghan, to invest in Monaghan and carry the Monaghan flag and carry the Monaghan pride. That's kind of like Monaghan talking to Monaghan, yeah.
Here, you need it. It takes two or three of us to do that because we've put it in under.
I know that.
There's a way that we do that now.
Good,
for
four,
right.
Four tie these.
Oh, four tie these.
Yeah, next. Because this here has to be moved. The board to push that across.
That's right, yeah.
Last year, the streets were covered with spectators. I'm just concerned that we have enough crowd control barriers to keep everybody safe. Our starting off point is down at the traffic lights. It'll be crazy down around there. There's so many heavy vehicles and children running around. I was so afraid of last year. Something, it was just too much manic. So I asked Monaghan Stages Rally Group marshals to come down and help us.
No, that's it. That's all there is. No, that's it.
Okay, we'll put him in behind.
Then what you do? Keep him out. When stuff starts to move, you can just move him in.
Put him in after a Honda, alright, that's
after
fine.
After a Honda. We're just saying we have a running order. We're going to get them lined up, all the vehicles, all the people in the right place, and to make sure that everybody moves out at the time they're supposed to move. So that's the plan, but it never goes to plan.
It's a van pulling a trailer. We own a garden centre, and the trailer we have Peter's potting shed, the PPS, Peter's potting shed, in where he does all these bits and pieces of potting, has a cup of tea, has all his compost and that around him.
Oh, we're going around the front of the van here.
Oh, bloody hell.
You've got a collie dog and a spaniel and a parrot sitting on the steering wheel.
That's it.
Is the parrot going to drive the van?
He might. And he might not.
What's the parrot called?
That's Benny. Benny the macaw.
That's a Ponian coach.
Oh, it's a gorgeous coach.
Yeah.
Have you done parades before?
Oh, so every parade, yeah.
Have you?
Well, every Patrick's Day won this last lot of years.
How much gear does he have on him? He has an awful lot of gear on him, doesn't he?
Oh, it's about, that could be £700 with that wee bit there.
Is it? All the leather and everything?
That's sort of great harness. That could be £700.
And the brass and everything's fantastic, yeah, isn't it? Come here, do people ever shout anything at you? What's it like being in the parade? Are they nice to you? Are they?
It's all right, it's all right.
Are they?
Yeah.
And do you see your neighbours?
Oh, do I? Good of my neighbours comes in to see it.
Do they? And they'll be making faces at you and everything, do they?
I'd be too busy staying.
Would you?
I would have been this parade 9 or 10 years.
Would you?
Yeah. It's different, there's something different, and everybody makes you very welcome down here. We come from the north, you see.
Oh, I see.
I'm from the north, and make you very welcome down here.
Right. But can they tell from looking at you you're from the north?
Don't know if they can or not now, but...
Your eyes are close together or not.
No, they don't know where your eyes is, but we get away all right, I know.
For Youth Work Ireland?
We're all wearing the purple hoodies that are for the youth steering group members. We just have a space in Monaghan Town for young people to come to hang out, to use the internet and that kind of thing, so we're being represented today.
And what have you got in your heads?
Shamrock boppers and some
of
help.
We could find, basically. Yeah.
You have a mad curly green, white, and orange wig.
This is my natural hair,
actually. And your hair is cool, plum.
Oh, no, pink's always my hair. This is pink, just what it is.
You always look like that, do you?
Yeah.
And I have a hat.
You have a hat, and you've got Shamrock glasses.
Yeah,
passed on to generations, originally from Elton John.
Are you self-conscious at all about walking in the parade?
No way, no.
No, are you?
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
I don't know, people laughing at you.
Laughing with you.
Yeah, it's a bit of crack, you know. You can't laugh at yourself, what can you laugh at?
So if they're standing there with their hands in the pocket sneering at you...
Well, throw sweets at them.
What is it?
Ferrari 355 with the road safety vehicle at the back, which is a new thing, and the rollover vehicle, where we're going to be taking that around the country and hanging school kids and different people of all ages upside down in it, and that'll encourage them to get their seatbelt on.
Show us how it works.
It's part of a road safety course. You turn up at a school and you have an Audi that's mounted on a frame, and basically it's a full size car that's mounted on a frame. We put the people into it, you put the seat belts on them and get them buckled in properly, and then you slowly rotate the vehicle over, and they get to really experience what it's like to be hanging upside down on your seat belts, because at the minute 50% of the road deaths are people under 24, and 50% of those people have no seat belts on. So if we solve a little bit of that, it'll make a massive difference.
What's it like? What's it feel like?
It's quite like, you feel quite heavy. Like, you're amazed that the belts will keep you in place, so well in place. And the thing that everybody's amazed at is how heavy they are when you're hanging upside down, when it's just dead weight and the belts are keeping you there.
On this side. We'll give you a hammer back.
He's starting.
Are you fixing one of your lads there?
Yes.
What group is this?
Sleeve Bay Swim Association.
And is this your man here?
This is my man here.
What age is he?
7.
Is this his first time in a parade?
Yes.
Is he anxious?
Very.
What's he worried about?
I don't know, the length of it and that. He's just worried. He's just... But he'll be alright. I'm not too concerned about him.
And the girlie beside him has a t-shirt on down to her knees.
Yes. They'll be fine.
Yeah, Fergal Kearns.
You saw Fergal Kearns?
Yeah.
What was he walking in? What group was he in?
The football sporting thing.
And is he in your school or is he a friend of yours?
He's a friend.
Is he? And what did you say to him when you saw him?
Kearns.
Did you?
Yeah.
Drunk kids! Drunk kids! Drunk kids! Drunk kids!
All I know is civil defence people.
My brother's in his
car. Ah, so your brother, what age is your brother?
He's 18.
Yeah.
He's 18, so did you shout at him?
Yeah.
Opportunity to welcome the members
Louis
of the
Tara Corn.
Where's Tara?
She's over there.
She's playing in the band, is she?
Yeah.
And I
is she your sister or is she?
No, friend. She's our friend.
I see that last year's medal winners in art, block on the rope, gymnastics, Arlene Kyle, an under 12 chess team. Great stuff. Wonderful to see, and this year they're county champions in the following. I see under 15 girls soccer, indoor soccer, handball, chess, and badminton, and they're going to compete in the Ulster finals in Derry. So the MSPCA as always. And animals, there's a three-legged dog being well looked after. Not often you see that about Monaghan now. Following that up, we have McIlvanny's waste and recycling. You can see what can be done with the recycling there, how it can be packaged down. They look like they have plastic up there, they have cardboard up there as well. Looks like aluminium cans at the back of it as well, so it is.
A couple of fellas sitting in the back of a van, they're madly refilling some model cars with petrol. What's he thrown out?
A lolly.
You got a lolly?
Any left in
that's
there?
That's fantastic. What have you got in your bag?
A lolly and a
pair. A lolly and a pair.
No lollies.
That was good,
It's 5:30, the parade is over, it went extremely well, I couldn't have asked for a better parade. There was more colour, there was joy, it was a fantastic parade. All went well, all safe, all sound.
Will you do it next year?
Oh yeah, I'll do it, yeah. But I'm organising next year's now, you see, you have to book the bands. You have to book the bands now and everything for next year. I will do it next, hopefully.
So you're inside in the hotel now talking to the bands?
Talking to the bands, yeah.